Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 18th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. IBM released the Equal Access Toolkit and Checker, an open-source set of tools for developers to ensure websites and apps are accessible to people with disabilities. The toolkit is a set of phase-based guidelines for all members of a team creating an enterprise tool, while the checker is a browser extension that can run diagnostics on code for accessibility throughout development, with the ability to show issues, explain the problem, and suggest fixes. Developers of the Edison email app confirmed a bug that caused iOS users to see email messages from other accounts without requiring credentials. The company said it was not a security breach and appears only in the latest update to the iOS app, which has since been rolled back. Edison said affected users were notified of the bug. Supercomputers and high-performance clusters across the UK, Germany, Switzerland, and possibly Spain were compromised by cryptojacking malware, resulting in many being shut down from external access over the weekend. According to a review of malware code by Cato Security, the attackers appear to have gained access to the supercomputer clusters using stolen SSH credentials from researchers in Canada, China, and Poland. According to Cato Security, similar malware file names and network indicators suggest that these were carried out by the same threat actor. Once in the system, the attacker used a Linux kernel bug to gain root access and deploy a Monero crypto miner. Facebook has acquired the gif-making and sharing site Giphy and put it under the Instagram organization. Giphy is already integrated into Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, and WhatsApp. Facebook says 50% of Giphy's traffic comes from Facebook properties. Instagram's VP of Product, Vishal Shah, said Giphy's API partners will continue to have the same access to Giphy's APIs and that communities can still create GIFs there. Netflix is starting to lift European coronavirus-related streaming quality limits in Denmark, Norway, and Germany. This was first reported by Flat Panels HD. Previously, Netflix, Apple TV, and Amazon Prime Video all complied with a European Commission request back in March to reduce bandwidth and help networks manage their loads. Apple restored 4K streaming late last month. Logitech announced an update to its security camera line with the Circle View, which features a redesigned IP64-rated body and operates only through Apple's HomeKit. Like Logitech's Circle 2 camera, the Circle View can record 1080p video across a 180-degree field of view with infrared footage at night up to 15 feet away. The Circle View is powered through USB and includes a button on the back to turn off the camera and microphone. The Circle View goes on sale later in May for $160. The analysts at NPD report that in Q1, U.S. consumers spent a record $10.86 billion on video games, up 9% in the year. Unsurprisingly, NPD noted that stay-at-home orders as a result of COVID-19 fueled the growth in spending. Microsoft announced that Minecraft sales surpassed 200 million with 126 million monthly players. The company said new players increased 25% last month, while multiplayer sessions increased 40% during that time. Microsoft acquired Minecraft maker Mojang back in 2014 for $2.5 billion and reported $100 million in sales back in 2016. Ubisoft filed a lawsuit against Google and Apple in federal court in Los Angeles for hosting the game Area F2, which it claims is a near-carbon copy of its game Rainbow Six Siege. Area F2 was created by Alibaba and began being promoted in the U.S. late last year. The game is available on both the iOS App Store and Google Play Store. Nikkei Asian Review reports that, according to sources, the chipmaker TSMC stopped taking new orders from Huawei in order to comply with new export rules from the U.S. Department of Commerce. Last week, the DOC amended its export rules to require foreign chipmakers using U.S. IP or equipment to obtain a license before selling to Huawei. Huawei is TSMC's number two customer behind Apple, accounting for 15-20% of the company's revenue. In a letter to customers, Apple retail chief Deirdre O'Brien announced that Apple has now reopened 100 retail locations globally, with plans to open up more than 25 additional stores in the United States. Reopened stores will perform temperature checks on employees, require face masks for employees and customers, limit occupancy to maintain social distance, and stores will be deep cleaned nightly. Some stores will also offer curbside pickup and drop-off. And finally, the electric drag racer Current Technology set a new record by becoming the first electric dragster to surpass 200 miles per hour in a quarter-mile pass, setting a record at 201 miles per hour. The vehicle set the record with 1,950 horsepower and 1,000 pound-feet of torque through its brushless AC motor and 800-volt system. The previous electric dragster record was set last year at 189 miles per hour. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.